Back now with Day to Day. So far in this primary season, we've been following some undecided voters as they try to make up their minds. One of them is now a decided voter. He's a voter. He's Jim McKinney, an independent living in Los Angeles, and he voted in yesterday's California primary. Hi, Jim.
Hi.
Well, we first talked to you back in November, and you were torn back then between Rudy Giuliani and Barack Obama. Obviously, two very different candidates. Obviously, again, Giuliani is out of the race, so... Did you go with Obama?
Oh, yes, in a big way. Not only because of the process of elimination of Giuliani no longer being a choice, but because of Barack Obama and how he's revealed himself as a candidate and what he wants to do as president.
What specifically did you look at, did you like from Obama?
I like a lot of his positions on policy, but more than that, I like his appeal to our nation to be a bold actor in a positive way again. You know, when he says things like we're not just red and blue states, we're the United States, I believe that he means that, and it's very appealing to me.
Well, Hillary Clinton won pretty big in your state there, in California. If she is the nominee, if she ends up being the nominee, and of course that is not decided at all today, you know, will you enthusiastically support her?
I can't. I was thinking about this last night when I was standing in line waiting to vote, in fact, that just starting to feel like a monarchy to me, and I just don't like that.
So you would vote for John McCain if he's the nominee on the Republican side?
Yes, yeah, unless he had a really objectionable running mate like Huckabee or somebody like that, I would.
Who do you think stands a better chance in beating the Republican on the Democratic side?
I mean, I think either of them could, of course. It's a question of who do you want as president. I do think that it's disappointing in the, you know, in the kingmaker, or in this case, queenmaker element, that the states of Florida and Michigan have been disenfranchised in this incredibly important primary process. And I don't know what a superdelegate is, but it's also disappointing that the political machines have that much sway there too. And I think that's exactly the sort of thing that Barack Obama embodies in a positive change kind of way, to say, well, let's not have kingmakers and queenmakers anymore. Let's just have the people vote.
Jim McKinney, an independent voter living in Los Angeles, and he voted in the California primary yesterday for Barack Obama. Jim, thank you.
Thank you.
And now we turn to one of our voters who is still undecided. Rhonda Eggleston is a registered Republican. She lives in Junction City, Kansas. Welcome back, Rhonda.
Hi, nice to be with you.
We first talked to you back in November, and back then you were interested in Duncan Hunter, obviously no longer a factor, Mike Huckabee and Rudy Giuliani, again, no longer a factor. What are you thinking now?
After last night, I still not sure about any of the three. I see good. I see very strong things, and then I see some negative things. I like Romney because I think he's got some of the businessman traits that George W. Bush has and can run, even if he doesn't have a lot of experience with the military. He'll put good people around him for advice. I like McCain. I just like him when he's on TV, but I don't like some of the decisions he's made in the past. And Huckabee, obviously, he's a Christian. I'm a Christian. I think he's got some of the same morals that I do.
Your husband is in the military, and he, John McCain, is a strong supporter of the military. What do you think about his stance on Iraq?
He is following his heart in that, and I have appreciated that about McCain. That is one reason why I really won't have a problem voting for him.
But it sounds like you're still weighing all three of them.
I am. Romney really upset me after the Michigan primary. He came out and said, his first line when he started his speech was, is our government broken? And his crowd said, yes, and our government's not broken. We are going through a great political process. And he keeps using the word change. We have issues that need to be addressed. This country will always have issues that need to be addressed. McCain tends to get a little bit more specific in his speeches, but is not as charismatic as Romney, so I need to hang in there with McCain through some of his longer speeches.
A lot of pundits and pollsters say that McCain doesn't do as well with conservative Republicans. And I'm wondering if you feel that way as a conservative Republican. Do you feel that McCain, he's just not conservative enough for you?
Yeah, I think that's what my hesitation is. Are you going to stick with conservative values and what I believe ideologically as a conservative, and that's I want that represented. If I'm going to vote for you, you need to represent that.
In the coming days, as the campaigns continue, what will you be looking for from the candidates?
I want them to get more specific in how they are going to deal with issues, the war. I want to hear what their plan is. Are they going to listen to our military leaders, the illegal immigration issue? I want to hear specifics in their, on their issues, and I've not heard a lot of that.
Rhonda, thanks again for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
That's Rhonda Eggleston. She's a registered Republican living in Junction City, Kansas. And we'll be checking back in with Jim, Rhonda, and the other members of our Voters Project throughout this election year.